we are. Another great episode, and we're loaded. We're loaded today. It's gonna be a fun one, on a fair one. That's a fun one. Look at this. Look at this start. What I tell you, I promise you, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be a hot start. Look at Shane's face. Can you just already upset for no fucking reason?
I seem very mad.
Yeah, you always. You always have that so mad face.
You look pissed.
Always.
Why do I look pissed?
I don't know. You always have. You got this Uncle Grumpy on.
You think I'm the grumpy one?
I admit I'm the grumpy one of the two.
I'm the two of us. I'm the grumpy one.
No, physically, it's confusing.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe it's the diet. Maybe it's the meat diet.
Oh, the new meat diet.
Diet.
Yeah, I'm on a meat diet.
Ooh. You haven't heard this?
Yeah.
No, I got the meat sweats.
No, I just it's keto diet. I'm drinking vodka.
Ah.
Vodka tonics or vodka soda.
I thought you were just leaving Las Vegas. Committing suicide, drinking
yourself
to
death. Did you mean to do that? That was good. Leaving Las Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Anyway, Nunn's here, guys.
That's why I'm
fucking John Nunn. Welcome back, buddy.
The Nunner. The motherfucking Nunner, dude.
Fucking Nunn.
Fresh out, dude. Look at this guy.
Fresh out.
You were trying to finger a Disney princess last night, weren't you?
I was.
Dude. Hilarious.
Ice princess at the library bar, East Village.
Which is a fucking dump. It looks like your skin with tattoos. That's what the walls look like. It looks like Nunn shirtless.
Yeah, it's like the bar that has like old circus posters on the wall and shit.
Yeah, it's like trying to be hipster, but it's
great.
Do you like it?
Yeah. They play old horror movies. They have punk rock music.
So tell us what happened with the princess.
Nothing. Her handler took her away. All the princesses were there.
All the princesses were there?
Yeah. There was a bar full of princesses.
And you went for which one?
Elsa.
Elsa, is that the blonde from Frozen?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Shane.
Yeah.
See, you're not that angry after all. You can't be angry at those facts
that. I love that. Is that the princess you'd go for? I mean, obviously,
it was the one who was talking to me.
Yeah.
And it was because her dad was a famous punk rocker, like in a famous punk rock band. And I think that, like.
So she's damaged. That's why she
saw you. It was like you look like a retired punk rocker.
Yeah. My dad's on the West Coast.
Yeah. Jimmy's in the house.
Jimbo back.
Jimmy with the studio audience laugh. 25% of the audience laughed at that. That's good. It's a big laugh. Look at that crew we have assembled.
Wow, crew. Speaking of ice princesses, we got both of our princesses in between.
And their handler.
Yeah, and their handler. Looking like a fucking. You
this
look
is
like
the
all
worst
the
placement for me.
You
possible.
Look like all the bottles Jesus on a diner Christ. Table.
I look like I definitely lucked myself into some tech money sitting next to these girls.
Oh God!
Gee, fuck that! Jesus Christ!
You separate two homeless people with hot chicks. Look at these fucking.
I also
monsters.
Really hate how much fucking Nunn and I look alike right now.
You and Nunn? Yeah.
It
dude.
Really bothers me. It looks like if I ate after midnight, I would turn into him.
You guys are roommates or no? You're not roommates.
Just both look Writing like you partners. Eat after midnight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
We just always eat after midnight.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I'm fucking.
Maybe I'll have to go keto.
Now that I'm fit
Should
as fuck.
Should I go
fuck?
Keto?
Everybody's
going
keto.
You're a nutritionist now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, here, this is what you need. You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Bacon. Vodka.
That's it.
Eggs. Bacon, vodka, cheese, steak. I lost fucking 8 pounds.
You need cheese on a keto?
I lost 8 pounds this week, and I didn't do a thing.
That's just some Bud Light.
No push-ups, no nothing?
I did like 8 push-ups once, and I was like, this is too much.
You've been back to the gym since the keto start? No.
Who needs the gym, dude?
You know what's going to happen? God.
What?
Just two cycles of that Stairmaster. You're going to be fucking.
Oh, it'll be crazy.
God, you're going to
hit the Stairmaster once. It'll be insane. People, I mean.
Smoking hot, dude.
Yeah, I'm worried about. I might get too jacked for comedy.
Yeah.
I might be too attractive to do the show.
Your dick gets too big.
Nobody wants to see Tommy and Tommy. We don't need two hot guys on this show.
All of a sudden, next week, Jimmy's sitting next to me.
Yeah, dude, you gotta get Jimmy.
What the hell was that?
No, you look great. You look great. Happy holidays. Nunn, what happened over the holiday? Tell me another story about you. I just told him in the fucking elevator. I feel like someone's going to find a notebook under his air mattress, and we're going to realize that none of his stories are fucking.
I've
real.
Never been outside.
You just tell
my
the,
house to here.
You tell the best stories that I can't. I don't think are real.
And well,
you always start like my dad does. You say, "I told you this before, right?"
I definitely tell you these stories, and you just don't listen.
Probably.
Yeah.
Tell the stabbing story.
All right, so tell the fucking story.
Oh, well, I ran into the guy who stabbed me when I was at Like, I was stabbed like 10 years ago.
Yeah, don't just gloss over the stabbing.
Just sounds like a molestation. What?
Yeah.
I was stabbed.
You ran into him.
When I left New York for the first time, I went back to Philly and I started a punk rock venue.
See how he starts stories? That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
What's that?
How he say that sentence again.
When I left New York the first time, I went back to Philly and I started a punk rock venue.
Yeah. What was the venue?
It was in Philly you just get a house and you make it a venue. So we didn't have a name for it at the time, so we're having our first show.
First show.
Got six bands playing, everyone's downstairs rocking and rolling.
How big is this place?
It's like a standard Philly row house.
Like an old Victorian.
Yeah, it's 46 in Ludlow. 43rd in Ludlow.
Okay, right off Drexel.
Yeah, right around there. Actually, someone lit their friend, I guess, or enemy on fire in front of the place over the weekend.
There you go. Keep being none. Just keep going.
Someone what?
Would like beat someone up and then like poured gasoline all over and lit him on fire. Apparently, my buddy was telling me, who's a firefighter, like.
So your friend's a liar too.
He's a firefighter.
You and your friend are liars.
But anyway, so we're there, and I see this guy in the kitchen's getting in an argument, and I'm like, I was talking to a girl. I was like, I'm gonna go take care of this. I'll be right back.
Oh, he's talking to girls. Very deceptive pussy getter.
He is very deceptive.
Deceptive pussy getter.
Yeah. And so I go.
Oh, beautiful ice princesses. Every chick he's ever fucked has a handler with her.
Yeah. That's every time I've tried to make fun of him for, because I just assumed.
Yeah.
No offense. No, fuck.
He's fucking Irish
me.
Eyes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Irish eyes.
People I just assumed. Lies. I was like, yeah, shut the... And every time I've made fun of you, people have been like, no, he gets a ton of pussy. What?
I'm there trying to get pussy. And I go, I'm going to take care of this fight that's about to happen. I'm going to go break it up. Be the peacekeeper.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get in the kitchen, lights off, fight happens. Just everyone is fighting all of a sudden as soon as the lights hit.
What, at this row home punk rock show?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
A fight?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Never would have guessed.
Yeah. So, lights get turned back on. Everyone's, you know, got black eyes, all fucked up, bleeding. And the kitchen door's open. Whoever ran out the back door. And I walk out from the kitchen to the dining room. And the girl I was talking to was like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. It like feels like someone punched me really hard in my back. And she was like, let me see. And all I hear is her crying. And I turn around, and she's blood all over her face. Blood was just squirting out of my back.
Oh, my God.
So I pop my shirt off.
Hell yeah.
I have my buddy.
She started crying harder.
She puts pressure. I tell her to just keep her hand on my back until I can find someone else that's not a girl I'm trying to fuck to, like, keep my blood inside me. And we rush out, go to the hospital. And actually, the guy who helped me move my bed in was next to me when I was in the hospital. He got shot, like, a block up. So, like, he helped me move my bed into the house. So, I'm there, and the doctor,
Gunn talks like a side character in Red Dead Redemption. Like, that's his life. He's like, and then I got stabbed, and then a guy got shot, and someone just got set on fire. He just lives in Grand Theft Auto. That's what a civilian in Grand Theft Auto would be talking about.
What's that?
Somebody stole my fucking car, ran over my whole family. Yeah. I got stabbed in the back, took a lot of health points out.
It's like an ad lib. Yeah. Like he just fills in insane things.
Well, here's the crazy thing about being stabbed is you don't feel it when it happens.
I bet.
Yeah.
Somebody
that's been stabbed.
Is listening to this that's like, phew. No, dude, I had that stabbed.
There's multiple videos on YouTube of like people getting stabbed in the back and then running away and like not knowing what happened. But so as soon as someone tells you got stabbed, though, it is excruciating pain. So I'm in there in the hospital, and the doctor's like, we think maybe your lung was punctured. Because it went an inch and a half in, like a half, like just right next to my lung. Because he stabbed and carved. And the next day, so I was like, dude, just do whatever you gotta do, because I got my first day at Radio Shack tomorrow. And I don't want to lose that job.
I love how the doctor looked at you like, what should we do? You're like, do whatever.
We got to get it done. I got to play.
First of all, the doctor never asked you shit.
I got a game tomorrow. I got to be at Radio Shack.
I was working at the Radio Shack on on 50th, or no,
she just kept the 49th knife
Street.
The knife in and gone to work. Like, Jesus, mister.
You're a top salesman here with a knife in you.
So flash forward.
How was Radio Shack the next day?
It hurt, like stacking computers. Like, I couldn't lift my arm like this, so I had to like lift everything with one arm, like awkwardly. Oh. And they're like, so I'd get to my chest here, and it'd be like excruciating pain, and then I'd have to like lob everything up with one arm on the shelf.
So how many stitches did you get? It's like it's a big wound?
Yeah, I got it was like 12 stitches.
Is it visible? In my
back. Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah.
What's up, dog?
I'll show it. I think it's like fading.
That's
but.
Ridiculous. You went to work. I worked with a lady in this ice cream factory. When I worked back in the factory, back in Harrisburg.
That was way before
back
keto,
in the old
dude.
Steel mill.
You would never worked there.
No, I was in an ice cream factory, and this lady I was working with had bandages on her hands. And I was like, what the fuck happened to you? She's like, oh, I got a bit by a shark yesterday. She got fucking attacked by a shark the day before and then came into work. Oh, yeah. She drove home from the beach and went to work the next morning. If I'm, like, sad, I call out.
Absolutely.
This lady got ripped apart by a shark. You got stabbed?
Yeah.
You got stabbed, and we're like, I got to get to Radio Shack.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane. Jimbo coming in hot. I love it. Good energy. But, yeah. She,
so you ran into this dude.
Yeah. So over the... I was there with my friend, who is a... I went to the bar to meet up with my friend, who's a very...
This is now. Yeah, fast forward to now.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
If okay. you don't say your friend's a Russian ventriloquist, I'm like...
Oh, no. When his parents dumped him, he became a coke dealer when we were in high school. And he's a very intimidating guy. He's always got people around him. But he's funny. And he was like, hey, you should say hello to the guy next to you. Because he was there the night I got stabbed. He knows all this. So I turn around...
This is Christmas.
Yeah. The fucking guy who stabbed me.
Really?
And he recognizes me. He goes, yo. Yo. Don, right? And I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, I got to tell you something. You know that wasn't meant for you, right? Like, it's just an unfortunate circumstance of what happens.
You know that wasn't meant for you. It's fucking pitch slashing strangers.
Yeah, he was like, it's just unfortunate. Like, Frankie,
nobody cares. No one's like, fucking watching this.
Says you think the feds are listening? Yeah, yeah. No one gives a fuck about us.
He was like, "Yeah." He says you're a good dude, so like, I believe him. And I'm sorry that happened.
What'd you say?
I was like, "Yeah, man, it's all good now. It's all healed up." And he was like, "All right, happy holidays to you and yours." Fucking walked away.
out of this world.
God. I miss you, man. Always miss you.
Getting stabbed. That's sick. You ever get stabbed?
Oh, we called the house a stabbing cabin after that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We got raided by the cops 6 months later.
For what happened?
We were having like really big shows, and then one night, and I think this is what happened. I think they were like, what the fuck are all these people coming in and out of this house for? And they had to be watching the place because they also got... three brothels in that neighborhood too. Like, it was like a big raid of all these different illegal businesses happening in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And pagans, there was one night where the pagans came in, and I think they saw these two pagans and were like, these guys are definitely running drugs out.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
No, warlocks, not pagans.
Warlocks, well, that matters.
Yeah, same thing, dude. Yeah.
Same gotta get the story exactly right. It's funny you were talking about those brothels around there. Philly has a ton. Claire and I were outside of Helium.
Yeah.
You know how there's that gay one right across the street?
Right across the street.
We were just watching dudes go in there, and I was like, you see that guy? He's about to go get a fucking...
Ranked.
About to go get a hand job.
Yeah, dude.
From a dude. And she was like, she literally was like, I can't even imagine, like, paying for sex.
Well,
I was just like...
Typical.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah. Meanwhile, these girls, they just go.
You
they
fucking idiot.
Of a coffee shop when it's closed, yeah. And just like put it like a straw, or a Sprite, and like, when's this open again? Immediately. Just sorry. I mean, I'm sure you. It's a better game.
We used to buy poppers at the old bathhouse down on 13th Street.
What are you buying poppers for? You getting your butt loose?
Dude, he's done poppers
first
with
time,
me.
Actually, first time I did a true popper was with you.
Yeah.
Like liquid popper.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That reminds me, because we're already on to drugs. We skipped jerking off. What's your tally at?
I didn't.
What's your tally at?
I didn't count.
I forgot to count, too.
I didn't count every
day. If you went over it right now.
I didn't count every day. I counted to 2 days.
You hear this? We're tallying.
How much do you jerk off?
He jerks off like crazy.
A bunch.
Really?
Like, yeah. You wouldn't believe it.
So what are the numbers right now? What
do you five times a day? Is that weird? Is that a weird number? Is that too
high?
Yes,
that's high. That's
you?
Three to five.
Three to five.
Three to five.
Jesus Christ.
I bet you Jimmy fucking.
That's a lot of time.
That is a lot of time. It's not a lot of time. No, I just.
15 minutes of.
They're poppers. Just quick.
I was at like five this week.
You did. That'll you told me you did three eight. In one. The
that
last
was
time
last
I spoke.
Week.
Yeah.
Was
in
last
one
week.
Day, though.
Last week.
One day.
Two. Two in one day.
I thought you said you did all three in one.
I did like five this week.
That's it?
Yeah, and that includes. Sexual intercourse penetration.
No.
Penetrative sexual intercourse.
No, we already talked about this. It's not sex.
We did include
just
sex.
Individual beat off.
Watch. Rewind the tapes.
I'm checking back the tapes.
Absolutely.
Now.
No. Absolutely. All cums.
Every time you release a cum.
Individual crumbs. Just
yeah,
all.
A crumb is a crumb.
No, hammer outs.
No, individual I made the goddamn thing, and it was just crumbs. All crumbs. Every crumb counts.
Oh, God.
And we counted crumbs on the first one.
That's tough.
Rewind the tape. We counted crumbs.
I'm looking at the tape. I think that it's definitely all crumbs inside and out.
Thank you.
That's tough.
Thank you, production.
No, because
thank you, team.
When it's individual whack offs, it's a little easier to keep count. It's a little like you're a little more cognizant of I shouldn't be doing this. You know, when you're doing sex, you're kind of like
you shouldn't
we're
be
all
doing
in this together. You know what I mean?
What? Do you know what you mean?
When you beat off, I'm thinking now. Here's the problem with this whole thing. Because at one point, and this is true.
Add five to my score, by the way. I'm at five.
That.
I got five this week.
Not yet. At one point, I remember beating off and going, "I have to count."
You got to count.
I saw your face in my head, and I was like, "I get this. I got to stop. This is because it's fine. Everything's healthy."
I don't know what friends counting each other's jizz.
It is when there's a sex involved. A sex. If it's just a beat off,
I won't
count.
I won't be able to tell the difference between the number was which one was a sex or which one was just a regular crumb.
For you, it's different for everybody else.
Because
I beat off
about?
A lot.
I'm saying when you give the number to them, I'm not going to be like, oh, he fucked this many times.
Yeah, but now if you categorize the two, it's easier for me to go, oh, I beat off twice and then had sex.
See if you can add them up. See if you can categorize both and then add them up.
There's something just clicked over there.
Should be, I don't understand.
Jimmy's going, oh, still zero.
Yeah. Sad one. I don't understand any confusion here.
Well, isn't a crumb and out? You have to take
anytime
stuff
you come.
Off and have
crumbs
a,
are cummy.
Cummy, right. Yeah. But you have to take it off. It's not a dual thing. It's a solo thing.
No, it's anytime you come.
I don't think that was the impression when I watched the show. When you
someone
said,
call
I
in and you side with Tommy.
No,
you want to
no.
You want to be one of his points.
What do you mean?
I understand that. You want to make him crumb.
No, I just I'm
yeah,
just
the whole time. The
no,
whole okay. time he's
all right. I'm just
go,
I'm just being
let
honest.
Let him
I didn't think
one
I didn't
fucking
I
belt.
Didn't hear talk about girlfriends, and I don't think actually you should include your private personal interaction into the crumb.
I agree
a
with
crumb,
this.
I don't.
There's
I think
nothing
it kinda,
private
I think
about
it
because you're just giving
act.
A number.
I no, no it's not the crumb is
here's mine. Here's mine.
He's right.
Five crumbs. How many of those do you think were sex?
That's none of our
it
business.
It doesn't matter.
It's not right.
It doesn't matter. So I'm giving the number.
No,
how
no,
is it?
You have to
what's
have a
confusing?
Validation.
You're fucking spaz out,
Shane,
dude. I'm on a meat diet.
Shane, you got it. That's what I'm saying. Every time you come.
Yeah, and we're going with the logic of fucking Tommy and Jimmy right now. Two goddamn masterminds joining forces right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck both of you.
Damn!
Wow!
First of all,
keto's changed you, dude.
I'm
he's
fucking
different.
Fired up. I'm on a meat diet right now, dude. I'll shit up.
No, going forward, I'm only going to count my own personal cummies.
Well, just give us a number, and you know, everybody supply their numbers, and that's it.
I can't give you a number because I only count it 2 of the 7 days.
All right. Well, what if you had to estimate the other?
I could give you a pretty accurate guess.
Lowball it. Lowball it if you have.
We'll lowball it.
Lowball it.
Out of respect for
say
for
two
our,
or three
our
a day.
Account. There was one day that was high. I know the day. It was five.
Jesus.
There was one day that was three. There was one day that was low. It was only one. That's 3 days.
You had a one
right?
cum day?
No, that's one cum day.
There was sex in there.
You went 2 days so that, without any at all.
Any sex?
Any cums? Any jerk offs?
Are you sure about? Are you sure about that?
Yeah. That's what you told me.
Oh right.
Oh, he lied to you earlier this week.
There's also days when I tell you honestly when I wake up. Break. I tell you honestly when I wake up, and I'm like, I had to beat off in the.
Next to me. You don't get it by me.
Say that shit into the mic, please. You see Tommy jerking off next to you?
I've caught Tommy jerking off
I've
next
beaten
to me.
Off next
I get tired,
once.
And, you know, I'm like, go for it.
You can't anyway, even get guys. Your lazy ass up out of the bed to fucking
you
crank
get,
one out in the bathroom?
Beat off in the sink like a monster.
Jesus Christ. Also, done do that. It in shame like a fucking man.
Yeah. And there's times where you're like, where she's sleeping and you get worked up and then you got to go to the bathroom and you're like, all right, I gotta jerk off. I live with two men.
Because an unconscious lady's next to you, you're all worked up.
And where are you going to come if not on an unconscious body? So.
All right, I'll give you a number.
For the week.
Yeah, for the week.
And why are we suddenly not including sex?
We
did include sex on the first one, I'm certain.
Maybe. All right.
I'm telling you.
I agree.
Yes.
Listen, I believe you.
Then we're going to stop including that?
Yes.
Now this week? Why?
Just it's easier.
But don't
because
you think-
I don't think so. First of all, you only see your girl. I see her every day. So also
hold on. Go back to explain this because I can't figure this out.
Because if I'm more regularly sexually active, to me, I don't relate that to like a count, like where I have to go. There's another one. But when I'm by myself, I'm more cognizant of oh shit, this is a cummer. I'm on my cummer count. Because it's for me.
Back on my cum shit.
I'm a little, it's a little more guilty. Does that make sense?
We
I feel
have sex
guilty.
Frequently enough where we don't have to count it.
This
but when you're
no,
by
no,
yourself,
that's the whole
jerks off five times a day.
Yeah,
that's the whole
when
point
you're by yourself, it's like more of like a
guilty.
I'm keeping a tally.
Have you ever checked
yes.
your dick
we
for jerking
sex.
Off too much?
Yes. But it's like at will.
Bingo.
Whatever.
That's
but
it.
Isn't,
is
not
it,
a,
I'll
it's
let
not
you
secret.
Say
hold on.
Isn't part of the game is creating the universe of love so that you come by yourself?
First
it's
of all, take that
be...
fucking scarf off before you say something so stupid.
No, I.
Are you in Hogwarts?
Get it?
Yeah, I got him.
I just
Griffin
think
poor.
That
he looks like Tommy. If
the
Tommy
achievement
the
is
arc.
Based on creating the fantasy to jerk off as well.
That was good. I felt good about it.
Not including them. They shouldn't be in on that,
Jimmy.
That's
I know you disappeared for
thing.
Months to go write plays and direct fucking plays.
Yeah, right.
This is just straight cummy.
Okay? Right.
We're
okay.
Just
so
cummy.
It is in. All right. So you're agreeing with him.
All
after I took
is,
your side, you're agreeing with him.
All look. Here's what I mean.
I don't understand the reluctance to include when you come. For sex, it doesn't
reluctance.
Make any sense.
No. My only reluctance to join in on that on the all come inclusive parade.
We literally were counting how many times you come to this.
I didn't
month.
Know it was
no,
a team sport. That's my point.
What I'm saying is, personally, I'm more aware and cognizant of when I'm just beaten off by myself because I feel like I'm a little.
Yeah, but then later,
out.
You're not like, oh, I had sex earlier, or do you just have
no.
sex and totally forget it?
Yes, 100%.
But you jerk off and you're like, oh, I remember I jerked off
yes.
3 times.
That's it.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yes.
Well, then that's,
because you
that's
gotta just,
crazy.
Because I live with you and another man, and I got to, like, fucking plan my beat-offs.
What are you talking about? You jerk off so often. You don't have to plan anything.
And
yes, next
you do.
To people.
Yes, you absolutely do. I can only beat off in my... I can't just be whacking the mole on the fucking
is
couch.
On
and you're
coming
not on the couch, but just, well, go, into your, just
earlier.
Go into your room.
Yeah, if we're just hanging out at 3 p.m., I'm like, I gotta go check something. I don't ever shut the door and just...
You could literally look me in the eyes and be like, I'm gonna go jerk off.
Now,
and I'd be like, great.
That would ruin the jerk off, because the
would
whole
it?
Time, yeah.
I'm thinking of you. He'd
be
thinking
waiting.
Of you, because that was the last person he
you
saw.
You know how weird it'd be if I looked at you, I'm like, I'm gonna go jerk off, and you just picked up a spear and like, all right, man, I'm fucking, I'll be right here. It's gonna ruin the whole
I've
beat off.
I've done that multiple times.
I bet you have.
Nothing wrong with it.
I bet you have, but you shut the door because you have to, because it's right next to the kitchen. I got a door. I don't really have to shut it.
Look, if you don't want to count sex, that's fine. I just,
We have to start all over
whenever
again.
Whenever I don't understand the logic of something, I can't let it go.
Because
it bothers me so much.
That's fine, dude.
I think
we
it's
can
an achievement
stretch all the way
that you
tonight.
Do by yourself and him do by, that Tommy does by himself, and that's what it is. It's a battle, but who jerks off. That's what I thought. Okay, I mean, we can go back to the tape, and I can be wrong. Don't look at me. I get afraid when you turn away like that, like you're going to hit me. But that's how I feel. I feel that it was a competition.
Do you guys understand that when you, outside of Shane and I really want to, let's do a group opinion. If you beat off by yourself, you know it's just you, and you log it, right?
Right.
If you're having consistent sex, you don't necessarily log the
sex. Also, it's not fair to Shane because Claire doesn't live here, and we see each other every day. So it can't be a sex tally because we have sex way more just because we're physically together.
We're not counting who has sex more. Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm saying crumbs, though. You gotta count crumbs.
You gotta say crumbs. It's the first time she said crumbs. See how natural it came out?
I mean,
it's not the first time.
Hold on.
If we
do just beat-offs, he got me in one day earlier this week. This isn't going to be a close competition.
Well, you need to step up your game.
Yeah,
no,
right?
He jerks off five times a day.
I think that's the point of competition.
3 to 5.
Claire's not here enough. You can't count. We see each other
one a day.
You can't count.
One a day, just like men's multivitamins.
Step it up.
Vitamins. We're sponsored.
What if you have a nocturnal? What
sponsor.
If you have a nocturnal?
Multivitamins.
Nocturnal emissions?
Yeah.
Do not count. Well, actually, yeah, absolutely.
They do count.
Dude, true story.
Absolutely would count, but nobody's going to have
true
this.
Story.
I've never fucking Cinco de Deo over here is definitely not getting it.
Cinco de Deo, I would have fucking left. I've never had a wet dream in my life.
No.
Never once.
Really?
Never once.
Okay, because you probably
never woke up wet.
Well, when you come five times a day, usually it's
probably just depleted. No, I've never had a visual.
You need the nighttime to fucking build up your stock.
I've never had a visual stimulating dream enough that I felt like holy fuck.
Not ever.
But Tommy, didn't you with this story?
To God,
no fucking way.
I've had sexual dreams, but not to the point where it got to like climax.
But you never woken up in the middle of coming
really
from a sex dream?
And then you wake
no, I've never I've never had a wet dream.
That's crazy.
But Tom, even the famous truck story you told where they brought you to the whorehouse and stuff like that, you had sex at a very early age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I didn't have that.
That's so upsetting.
So it was like a
mouth.
Big fantasy to me from 13, 14, 15. I didn't know what was going on. But you had it as a reality. I didn't have it until I was in my early
20s. So you're saying that's why I don't have...
Yeah, because it wasn't a fantasy anymore. You lost the mysteriousness.
You still have fantasies. I still have fantasies, though.
I know, but not... But to me, it was like something...
You were soiled early, is what he's saying.
Yeah, you were soiled early. I wasn't soiled till...
He wasn't soiled to 32.
And it's not like reading a fucking Dostoevsky novel.
When's the last time you had a wet dream?
It's not one and done.
I haven't had a wet dream in 40 years.
Nice. Well, yeah, see,
it's not I was
normal.
14, 13, 14, but I didn't know what it was. I mean, I was like, whoa.
What about you guys? When's the last time you had a wet dream?
Never. Last year.
There you go. Last year you had a wet dream.
Yeah.
You woke up.
In the middle of crumbing.
You literally just come.
Yeah.
What was the dream?
I don't know. I think I was just having sex in a dream. I have very vivid dreams all around. I just have night terrors. So they're either horrific or... Yeah. You know, great.
He's buying a hot dog for 50 cents.
Just fucking eating a whole wedding cake by himself. Oh, fuck! These calories don't count!
Did you ever have sex with a night terror? Why, did they ever mix?
What the fuck?
Talking about an incubus coming in.
Do you ever have sex with the deepest, darkest thing in your imagination?
Ever have sex with a night terror? How about you guys?
Shut the fuck up, Claire. Don't say a word.
I had a nocturnal emission, I think, like last year, 2 years ago.
That's nice.
Yeah, something like that. I was trying to do that NoFap shit for a little while, get superpowers.
Nice.
It went like fucking 8 days.
I was trying to explain to
sleep.
Once you get keto, you're going to start NoFapping, right? Once you hit keto, peak keto.
Yeah, that's how you ascend. You do keto and NoFap.
I haven't had sugar in over a week.
That's a big thing, though. Having no sugar.
I haven't had sugar in over a week. Yeah.
Cut out crumbs.
Have you been snapping, Shane? Have you been losing your shit easier?
I cut out sugar
for like 5 days.
Although I did just freak out over that dumb conversation.
Yeah. Roll the fucking tape.
I don't think that has anything to do with the fucking sugar.
You want
to
roll the tape? Roll the fucking tape. Bring it back to last week. Cue him being like, okay, all comes. And then this week.
I believe you.
I don't know if I believe. Like, I don't understand the logic of it. That's what's killing me.
Why,
you're just
why
jumping
you can't
in.
Understand this? It's very easy.
You agree with him on a point that is like, it makes no sense to me.
What do you mean?
She's like, we have sex all the time. It doesn't make any sense.
But it does, dude, because it's individual. You're beaten off by yourself.
It's not fair to you.
That's right.
She was on your side.
This isn't a competition.
So was I.
What I mean, it's not a competition. It was a chart and everything. A beautiful
chart. Here's the thing. It's not a competition. We're not trying to figure out. All I'm saying is
there's no competition.
When you're having sex with somebody, you don't log personally. Again, we're different, clearly. I'm not thinking...
Yeah, but I can remember this week if I fucked and when. It's easy for me to sit here and be like, that's when I fucked.
Right, but what I'm saying is you can understand that you're more psychologically aware that when you're behaving like a fucking troll and hiding and beating
off.
Yeah,
it's a shame thing.
Well, I don't think I don't have any shame when I jerk off.
It's different. It's a shame thing.
Shame.
No, it's
if I had shame, I wouldn't say I beat off five times a day.
It's a different sport.
Hold on, shut the fuck up over there.
No.
You just said you were hiding.
Hiding, yeah.
Shamefully like a troll, and then you're like, I don't have shame.
No, you're right. I'm making, I'm trying to reach to make a point saying when you're alone, you're more cognizant of when you're beaten off, and it's easier to log but numbers of comers.
How
that's
much you come during sex that it's hard to log?
Because I don't think about it. You just fucking...
You don't think
just,
about... You don't once think... you have sex, you're not like, I came during sex.
No.
How many times do you
how
come during sex?
How many times do you not come during sex, then?
But I come every time.
Well, then that should be that fucking hard to put in the old Excel file.
Do you
have a cummer? Do you have a cummer rate?
You guys are missing.
Do you and do you and none count cums? How hard this is?
I do. To be fair, it would be hard. What? I had a medical issue for 2 months.
Let me tell you, with a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you.
Dude, it's not easy. I'm
seeing
it right now.
Here's the thing. Here's the end all be all. If this is if it's easy for you to count cums, you're a fucking maniac.
But
whether it's one or 1,000, you're a psychopath.
That's an insane.
It's not easy to go at the end of the day going, okay, how many times did I come?
Oh, you mean this?
I'm
the fucking
almost
done. Here's an idea. When I was with Claire, and I was like,
together, you guys count your own cums. We'll come together. We'll
comes together, counts together.
Both of them will count their cums. It'll be zero.
I'll count my cums.
What the fuck is going on?
I'll put them together.
It's a big,
won't equal
and it's a big
fat
now it's a team sport. It wasn't supposed to be a team sport. It's not supposed. It was.
Everybody was switching seats.
We pulled that cummer cord. Everybody's excited.
All right. Here's how easy it is to count your cums. Did I jerk off more than once today? No.
Good for you.
That's it.
Okay, bad for you.
I didn't come today.
Today was a light time. Yeah. Today I only did two.
Okay, that was easy, right? You remembered.
Now,
yeah, but every day it's kind of, I'm not like...
I mean, that was the point of this. In fact, the whole reason, the entire reason we're doing this was because I said my New Year's resolution was going to be, for us, was to count how many times you came in a year.
Yeah, this was all.
That was how it all started. And then I was like, oh yeah, this
you
is how many
times. Count my cums, which is difficult.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
You understand it's a difficult thing to do.
Of course.
Yeah.
If you're making no effort, yes, it's very hard.
No effort to count my cum.
At the end of the day, just be like, how many times did I cum today?
That's a fucking effort.
That's crazy that that's an
that's
effort.
A lot of
effort. And then to sit here and be like, anybody who does that is crazy.
Insane.
If
you count your cums, you're an insane
person. Yeah, obviously it's for a bit. But at the end of the day, if you can't figure out how many times you came, you're an insane person.
Wait a minute. This is a bit? This is a bit? And this is a serious conversation for a bit. So you're looking at me like you're ready to kill me. This is not a bit.
I'll fuck up everyone in here.
No, you won't.
This bit.
You fucking
stinks.
Won't. Start that way. I'll wear you out. I will wear you. You'll
Tom's
tire
out. Tommy tough guy over
here. I'm tough guy? You just said you're going to fuck everybody up. I'm trying to count my cum.
That was a very serious conversation.
You got to change this diet because you're ready to kill people. I'm afraid.
I'm done.
Quick though, give us a number, Tommy, for the last week since last Wednesday.
15.
It was 5 in one day, so it's got to be higher than that.
I know. Okay.
Can we run some music?
This is within three cums. 18.
All right. Okay. That's no.
It's a soft week. Yeah, it was. We were in a fight. We fought for 3 days.
All right. And that's a soft.
That affects my cums.
Jesus.
And that's not sex cums. That's individual cums.
You just.
That's all.
You accelerated my midlife crisis. Cum. Just saying. 18.
Similar.
Yeah.
He fires off though. He fucking chips paint when he comes.
Drop bombs.
All right, so this is the tally this far. Tommy, wrapping 20.
Why is Pedro on there? Oh. You know what? Keep him on there forever. That's the only time he came. That's the only time he came. That was a wet dream when he was 16.
And we're still waiting for a couple of numbers from a couple of people there.
No, give yourselves. Us a cummer.
This week? Probably 8.
What's your cum styles?
What do you mean?
You disappear and you do a lot of individual beat-offs, or are you doing sex with ice?
No, after ice the princesses. Ice princess was taken away, I went home with a college professor. Fucked her twice last
night. Wait, what?
Yeah.
At the same bar?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Nobody believes this guy.
It's that monkey's Michael Nesmith look with the knit cap he has. It's good. It works for him.
Yeah, a young girl is like, hey, you remind me of the guy from the Monkees. I'd like to fuck you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Actually, the girls I hang out with probably.
Yeah, well.
It's so vintage.
All right, I promise. I promise to, from here on out, personal cum count.
All right, so now it's just jerking off.
Just beating off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I feel better.
It's still a powerful count.
Yeah.
I don't mean powerful in terms of numbers. I mean,
it's crazy. The numbers are out of this world.
Well, that's why I thought the whole purpose was.
Well, no, the whole purpose was if we also include sex, the number's even crazier, which is funnier.
Yeah, but if you isolate how crazy it is to beat off that frequently, that's what's funny.
Multiple, anytime you have sex, that number's even higher, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I guess.
Like to have fuck, like, let's say you fuck twice in a day, and then also jerk off four times.
Yeah.
That's a crazy number.
Yes. It's weird. It's fucking strange.
I mean, it's not, it is strange. It's funny. It's not like it's bad.
No, I'd say it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
You should be.
I feel good.
I think we should add them, but.
No.
All right.
No. No, I'm sticking to it.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
You know who fucks? Frank from Denver. You remember our old friend Frank? He wants to say hello.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
What up, Frank? Wait.
Is this...
Hit it. Hit the button. Nice.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what up?
Frank.
What up?
Hey, Frank.
What an episode. This is amazing. It's fucking...
35 minutes.
...to work day.
High drama.
Jimmy's back.
Oh.
Fucking firing on all cylinders.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
How are you doing, dude?
Oh, great. But I called in because I have a crumb story that's more of the Jacob Patab variety.
Oh, nice.
And after I heard you on the bonfire yesterday, I felt like I had to call in and share it.
Nice. I want to hear it.
All right. So about a year ago, I had a run-in with a BBG myself, about 10 years younger. And it had been, after a long dry spell.
Hell yeah.
And she was amazingly attractive. And I'm going down on her, and I'm like, this is going to be amazing. And I'm like, just feeling myself. And bang, I pulled the Jacob Patan.
You fucking jizzed your pants while you were going down on someone.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I know.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so yeah. Jacob from the
Were you 14?
No, Tommy, but I guess if I touched my dick 5 times a day, I'd have a little more control, maybe.
No. It's just nice, experience. Honestly, how old were you when this happened?
A year ago, so, and you met me, and remember, we're around the same age?
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah, Jacob's, how old do you think Jacob is?
I started watching it on YouTube, so I want to be polite, I'll say 45.
Yeah, he's probably early 40s.
That's a story? He came...
Jacob is a producer on The Bonfire, and he...
No, Jacob's worse than mine. Come on.
What's that?
I think Jacob's worse than
Jacob's
mine.
Is worse. Jacob at least wasn't going down on a chick. Jacob was making out with a chick, and she, like, was rubbing his leg, and he fucking cummed his pants.
Oh, nice.
And it was funny, because he was trying to talk her into fucking, and he was like, yeah, we should, and she was like, no, I don't know. And then he finally got her on board, and they started, like, making out. And then he comes and he was like, you know what? You're right. Maybe we should take this a little slow. Oh, and then he left. Pretty great.
All right. Let me finish my story, though. I hadn't started yet. So I was like, oh, let me go get the condom. And then we definitely banged 3 times for, like, an hour and a half.
Nice.
So, yes, thank you. But I was very, I can't believe that happened.
Wait, you pre-jacked and then cummed 3 more times?
No. We had sex 3 times after that. Yeah. But I was shocked that I was like, I can hold it in before we get started. And I was like, oh, wow. I got to think of a creative way out of this situation.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. You did it.
Way to take the L. It's not how hard you get hit. It's how hard you can get hit and keep moving.
That's right, Notre Dame, baby.
You took a pre-jack and kept it going.
Home coach.
Yeah, dude, you cool, come and kept going.
So, yeah, that's my crumb story.
Hell yeah. Thanks for the call, bro.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
That's a nightmare. That's
three times for Jacob. Put that on the board.
So, you, like, that's fucking nuts, though.
Yeah,
right?
When anybody talking about, and you see it in movies a lot, where, like, somebody will, like, cum their pants. Never.
Dude, McKeever sent me.
Never seen that in my life.
McKeever sent me a porn, like, outtake of a dude. He was dressed in, like, a vending machine, and he had his face through, like, an open-cut cardboard box, and his dick was out of, like, a small hole, and some like, I guess he was, like, a newcomer. I guess he was, like, a rookie.
Pun intended.
And she was, hey, Dan.
If you're new in porn, you're called a newcomer.
And she was, like, a known porn star, and she starts blowing him, and within seconds he goes, I'm gonna he starts yelling, I'm gonna pop, and you can hear the producer or the director going, come on man, because it just started. He's like, I can't, and he turns the bending fucking cardboard box to the right and just comes, and you see the porn star on her knees just start laughing, and the director goes, oh fuck, man. Yeah. I get, because like, if you're excited and it's the first time you're, like, on set of a porn.
Yeah.
What kind of vending machine was it, though? Just if it was, like, a soda machine, and he said, I'm going to pop, that's fucking dope.
Yeah, true.
He was, like, I'm going to pop.
He was from Ohio.
He's trying to he's with that ad lib.
Called a pop.
I'm a soda pop.
Like, just kissing or going down on a woman and getting that's
hot? Fucking crazy.
That's fucking, well, that's wild.
Yeah, Jimmy, I feel like you got a pre-jack story in the chamber.
Well, when I was younger, sure, but after a while, I mean, it's like a muscle that you got to get used to,
and
it's
calloused.
It's also to me, I'm a romantic, believe it or not. I like the dance. I like, you know, I'm pretty empathetic with my lady. And
I put perfume on all the corpses.
Yeah, that's all. I'm romantic. I like taking care of my lady, and it's easy to take care of me. But I mean, that took a while to learn, and you know. And, like, I just think when that happens is I better come now before she really realizes who she's fucking. That's how my brain used to work. It's like, I shouldn't be with her. She's too good for me. I better get it out before she goes.
She wakes up.
Right before it happens. I mean, not literally, but metaphorically, yeah. Kind of like the Frozen princess, you know.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm.
Talk about my princess like that. She's not one of
your professor.
Look like girls.
You look like the snowman from that.
Right.
She was like Elsa's snowman. What was that? Yeah. What was that? Fire that video up I sent you. This is Jimmy. I think you'll appreciate this. This guy's a fucking weirdo. I'm fucking with you. This guy. Yeah. Before we get started, let me preface it. This is a story of a man who made love to a dolphin. And then he comes on here and really defends it. Like, really is like,
truly.
It wasn't weird. And she showed it to me. Claire showed it to me and was like, you were pretty sympathetic to this guy. And I was like, nah, this is weird. And she's like, well, what if they both were into it? The dolphin was into it. Dolphin was into it. He doesn't rape the dolphin.
Let's see the video.
The dolphin wants to fuck.
Dolphin's
but then,
into it.
Here, you'll see some, there's an early piece of information as to what type of guy this is. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, see, this guy, this should be illegal. Can't fuck animals.
Fucking a dolphin is dangerous. They come hard. They come like 40 miles an hour.
It's a lady. He fucked a girl dolphin.
Oh, he didn't get fucked by it. Oh, he fucked, okay.
Yeah, he fucked a dolphin.
The There's
dolphin
another video with a woman doing it with a boy dolphin or something.
Progressive.
Well, yeah, there's the video with the guy fucking, the horse fucks him and it kills him.
Yeah, Mr. Hands.
That's
a pretty great video.
Yeah,
no, this is a guy fucking a.
Oh, you know what? 19 comes. 19.
There it is.
Yeah, Mr. Combs, you remember.
Did me saying that just trigger a memory of a cum?
That was a joke, Kerry. You can't fucking repeat it.
No, but you can't fuck animals. How do you know it's voluntary?
Of course.
Like, well, all right.
You don't have to say that out loud.
That's the age old question.
That's what I said.
We know this.
That's what my point was. But this dolphin, you'll see, the dolphin was flirting with
him. He's into it?
Sure. Yeah, watch. It's a female dolphin. Dolphin died of heartbreak when he left.
I first discovered Florida land as a tourist, being taken there by my parents in the mid-1960s.
Yeah, it's like
I remember shooting
minutes.
Some home movies, seeing the dolphins splashing around in their pool.
This is him?
The Indian
this is
fire
the guy?
Eater.
The guy who fucked the dolphin.
The Western shootout, all the tacky treats that they had there.
Good actor. Like
Florida land was one of the last vestiges of old Florida, which has now basically completely disappeared.
It's the porpoise pool, and what a great playmate he's found.
The dolphin show entailed a lot of things that you don't see in dolphin shows anymore.
Come on, dude.
Like dolphins wearing floppy hats or dressing up in hula hoops.
Really
my name is Dolphin J. Brenner, and this
really.
Is the story of how I fell in love with Dolly the Dolphin.
Get the fuck out of here!
This is fucked up.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Dolphin lover.
Oh. Yeah, this is pretty incredible.
I've worked as a freelance writer, photographer, and
dolphin
journalist
fucker.
For most of
Jimmy.
My career.
Dude, that
probably
is Jimmy.
The most productive part of my career was the 10 years I spent
fuck right
in
dude.
New Mexico reporting on the Navajo Nation.
This guy looks like he could be your brother.
Jimmy, count your comers tonight.
It was the early 70s when I was going to New College. I was asked by a
everything
woman writer
goes then.
To take some photographs to illustrate a book that she was going to write about
shit.
The dolphins at Florida land. It was my
PBS
first
has gotten weird
professional
as
gig really as a freelance.
Am I just accepting to do this?
The,
okay, I'll tell you
house
my story.
In Sarasota. And we took her boat down to Florida land. When we got out of the boat, we were standing on the dock looking down at this dolphin. She
like
stared up
dolphin.
At us, and we stared down at her.
Oh,
and the writer said,
eyes.
This is Dolly. Malcolm, meet Dolly. Dolly, meet Malcolm. There were no
you gotta go watch
this.
This bitch started swimming at me all sexy.
This dolphin and I would become lovers eventually.
Oh.
I was fascinated.
Oh
I'd never
well,
been
he,
that close
this
to a dolphin
this
before.
This guy's
aw. He's obviously.
Oh,
is that him?
I slipped into the water with her.
This is.
She wouldn't come anywhere near me.
Pedro Salinas from
dolphins
I like how Florida this story is. He has to be a strong swimmer and
an
animal rapist.
And then the assistant trainer began urging me to swim out, to take the first move, you know, to be bold, you know. So I struck out to the middle of the pen and sort of chased her around for a while. And
Jesus.
Finally, we ended up in the shallows. Very slowly, she
bad
came to the
words,
point
dude.
Where I could reach out and touch her. I started rubbing her forehead. She seemed to enjoy that. So I started rubbing her along her back.
Then I finger fucked her
tail. And working my way towards her flukes, her tail. And as I was rubbing her and moving my hand towards her tail, Dolly was slowly rolling around her long axis.
This is
not
fucking real.
Jesus, it is for sure. Midway down her body, I was rubbing her belly instead of rubbing her back. And she swam forward a little bit so that I was rubbing her genital slit, and then she stopped moving. And I thought, oh, this is embarrassing.
Is that a dolphin?
I just thought that that was the kind of show that,
I mean,
you know,
innocent. Obviously, this dolphin wanted it.
Yeah.
It got a wide on for him.
She was
wet.
She's got those
sea level
pants. So
because she wasn't at the time the only
the
dolphin
guy that Elsa fucked
outside of U.S. Navy that was trained to work in open water. Her part of the show was to swim along with a riverboat in the intercoastal waterway and jump for fish, which her trainer would be holding on the upper deck of this riverboat. It was a really incredible
guy,
performance.
Right?
When I would get in the water with her, she would approach me. Unafraid, she would solicit attention. I never fed her.
What?
Solicit attention?
I love the love story.
As it progressed, got more
Ken
vigorous
got
and intense.
In his old age.
How is the camera
she
not constantly shaking from the dude pissing himself?
And if I tried to push her away,
I mean, this guy should be in a hospital.
Yeah, he's an absolute. This man should be arrested.
She wanted to masturbate on my foot, and I wouldn't let her.
She tried to come on
she
his
threw
foot.
Herself on
the
top
dolphin
of
tried to come on his foot.
Pushed me down
and she dragged him to
the
bottom
of
the fucking.
That's why. Fuck me, or else you die.
She was trying on me at first. Eventually, she
that is
to get
a common fact that dolphins will like
work.
Attack
she
people and drag them down and try to fuck them. Dude,
she might
dolphins.
Open her jaws and run her teeth
me.
Very
that's
gently
a common knowledge.
That barbed
my
fucking
leg,
curved
which
cock
produced
too.
An amazingly
come 40 miles
erotic
an hour.
Feeling
deal.
To me.
No, male,
which
male dicks
will go right through you.
I think was her way of saying to me, look, I'm very
you're
strong,
an ugly,
but I'm not going to harm
unlikable
you.
Jew.
Oh.
I can only
remember,
fuck
like back in high school.
You got to hear this. This
I
is where
knew
you
at that time that there was something different about my sexuality.
Really?
normal like other guys.
Oh.
I wanted desperately to be normal, to have a relationship with a woman. I first realized I was sexually attracted to animals when my father took me to see a Walt Disney movie called The Shaggy Dog.
Oh my God.
Oh my
and
God.
Strangely enough, I found myself getting an erection at 5 years old.
Oh.
After that, I was aware that there was something different about
rules.
My sexuality.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
Zoophilia
fucking rules.
Is Greek for lover of animals. A zoophile is someone in contrast to a bestialist who might just have sex with an animal.
Is he comparing himself to a Greek god right now?
They could have found him under a shirt of coal.
Can we hear the last 10 seconds?
He wanted a sexy dog.
He was saying he's a zoophile, and that's a lot different than a bestialist. So, like, if you're into bestiality, you're just fucking. You're just fucking these animals.
But they don't have the romance that
a zoophile is. He actually loves the animals.
Where did that happen come from?
What?
No, he just... Say what you just said again.
I just said a zoophile, they have the romance that Jimmy has. They don't have bestiality, that's a different story. They're just fucking
bestiality is just, they're in it for the sweet dog pussy.
They don't count.
Yeah, they're just farmers fucking
those crumbs all drunk.
Yeah. That's a beast. Yeah. That's a bestialist. Zoophile just is in it for he just is in love.
I mean, this guy should be in jail.
That's what I said.
Yes, he should.
I
said, yeah, he should be locked up.
He's mentally ill.
He's mentally ill.
Can you imagine how many behind the scenes, how many animals he's penetrated?
He gets into the old family dog. Quite literally.
Fuck him.
My first sexual encounter with an animal came when I was about 11 or 12. I tried to have sex with the family dog, which was a miniature poodle named Miss Clavel. The dog was in heat, so I naively assumed that she was having sex with
Miss Clavel.
Sex with me, which she wasn't. It was an embarrassing incident. It was not very romantic. After that,
I don't think he has many friends. Because
the
dog couldn't light candles with its paws, you fucking animal.
The dog was mad about all those hamsters I killed.
Male desires for women. It made me feel very embarrassed.
Are dolphins the same?
This is a joke. The whole thing is dolphins.
Made me feel like I wasn't one of the guys.
He's genuine about what he's saying.
The other guys would be telling dirty jokes
people like
about
this
girls.
Do fuck animals. Look at that guy. He looks like he fucks animals.
I just couldn't care.
All right, here's one.
Whatever
thing.
I was.
It'd be great if
it was
another video. He just unzipped his skin and he was just a big poodle.
At one point, he's like, right there. He just said he was like, when I was younger, all the guys were making jokes about like fucking chicks, and I couldn't be into it.
Right.
But if he made a joke, like if I was friends with a dude in high school that was like, I'd love to fuck a dog. I'd be like, yo, this guy's hilarious. This guy rules. Like, everybody was sitting about talking about getting pussies. Like, I tried to fuck my poodle this week. Like, yo, you're the man. That's hilarious. That's a hilarious joke.
Trying to tell something?
What, that I would fuck a dog? No, no, no.
I remember petting I had a pug, and I came close to her little starburst. Wow. Starburst colored clitoris, and came
herself?
Close to it, and I was like, "Holy
shit!" Dog had
so
a starburst colored clitoris.
Yeah, very, very hot pink.
Clitoris.
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 Yeah. Dog clit. A dichloris. Yeah, and it was
what type
fucking
of a dog
hot.
Was it?
A pug. Yeah.
You were gonna fuck a pug?
She would have died too, like that horse fucking that chick.
Oh yeah, you would have pushed through it. Yeah. You would have missed your hands to pug. Pug would have been underneath. You ever hear the noise Mr. Hands make when he gets fucked? Mr. Hands gets penetrated by the horse. He's like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
You hear him die.
He's like one of those slide whistles.
Sometimes feelings are fucked up. You know?
Wait, I want to see more.
Yeah.
No, that's not okay.
No, this guy feels for this thing. It's sick.
Seemed very fulfilling, very rewarding. It was like she was the only female who was really paying any attention to me.
Jesus Christ,
and that
dude.
Made a tremendous amount of
look
difference.
Look at those eyes, though.
At one point, on a particularly cold day, when everybody else was inside the trainer's hut,
he remembers the temperature. This guy's a fucking maniac. What?
You got a job there to be next to this dolphin?
You just don't understand.
Everyone was working, and he swam out to fuck it.
Of course, he got a job there. He loves animals. Why do you think a guy dresses up like an Easter bunny during fucking Easter? Like he's a child pedophile.
Feelings.
The water was
child pedophile. Adult pedophile.
Very nervous.
Child pedophile.
I got worked up.
Discovered at any moment.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody is born a zoophile. I think that what made me a zoophile was the very intense physical and sexual abuse I suffered at the hands of a psychiatrist in my youth. Okay. Intense prodding,
he's dressed up as Wolfman,
probing,
Halloween,
pushing, and squeezing of my musculature.
Like
dressed up as Michael Jackson from Thriller.
Yeah.
I have a very vivid memory of something being forced up my anus.
Jesus.
Between
God.
This man's inappropriate dolphin. Sexual molestation of me and my mother being kind of a cold, distant character, I think I found animals to be a safe and secure repository, if you will, for my sexual desires.
The cum depository.
150 years ago, black people were considered a degenerate subspecies.
Wait,
hell yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Oh. Fucking God.
Wet God.
Successfully made love with Dolly.
That was my screen.
That's the most.
Visit to the park that I made. The park he has been breezed closed over down. That too. The property yep. had been sold it's off. The whole thing was going to be developed into a housing complex.
It'll still be frowned upon.
All the dolphins
black
have been
lab,
shipped
though.
Out except for Dolly and one male dolphin. They were in a pool together. I went down to the park that day without any real idea whether I was going to be able to make love to her or not, but just hoping that that would happen. We started a very long courtship that lasted about half an hour. Frankly, it was a little difficult to make love with her. There was no backstop in the water. It's a frictionless environment. She was very cooperative.
I already came three times
by
myself.
Oh, God. She was enormously erotic. We played games.
Enormously erotic.
Listen to this.
Several different positions. Before we found one that worked, which was her floating horizontal in the water.
Her out of the
you'll
water.
You'll see this.
When I beached her.
You'll see the and be like, oh, I get it.
Ah. Oh, I love the CGI.
And that seemed to work a whole lot better because I could hold on to her back.
And then wait till you hear how good dolphin pussy is. Hold on.
Guide my penis with the other hand so it didn't slip out of
her. He's never fucked a real
because
pussy.
Because the fact that they live in the water, the female dolphins, internal genitalia is a little more complicated than a woman's.
Oh, real man.
They have some waterproofing features in there that you might describe as valves almost. As we started making love,
nice.
I felt this just intense sense of merging with her on every level.
Oh my God.
Emotionally, mentally.
That's like a fifth grader's folder. That picture.
It looks like it's really
like some it looks like a trapper keeper.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
A fucking trailer park.
Dude, this documentary better end with like a half dolphin, half Jewish accountant.
Experience.
Just trying to peruse around fucking South Florida.
With anyone. It felt transcendental.
Of course.
It felt cosmic.
Oh.
As I climaxed,
watch this.
Dolly groaned.
Dolly came. Dolly, they both came. Oh,
yeah. How does he know the dolphin came?
Like a Lisa Frank early 90s binder cover.
Like an Enya album.
That led me to believe that she had also experienced an orgasm.
He made that dolphin come, dude.
And I pulled out of her and swam over to the wire fence that encircled the pool.
I trapped her? You fucking...
Dolly swam up to me. She laid her snout on my shoulder.
Oh, that's
nice. She embraced me with her flippers.
Yeah. That's nice.
And we just stared into each other's eyes for a couple of minutes.
Oh, that's
this
beautiful.
Is fucking crazy. This
is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'm going to say this. I've ever seen in my life.
Well, when other people claim that I must have raped the dolphin, my response is that you can't outswim a dolphin in the water. What? Michael Phelps could not outswim a dolphin in the water. Dolphin in the water is intelligent.
Swam up to a wired cage.
We spent half an hour in courtship.
You can when they're fucking trapped.
If it had been rape,
children can't outrun adults
easier
either.
For her to stay in the pen where the male dolphin would have protected her from me. Instead, she chose to squeeze between a couple of boards and get into another pen where we had some privacy. What she ended up wanting to do was make love with me.
Oh,
their claim
God.
That this was rape is based on a whole bunch of fallacies. I couldn't find any moral or ethical objections, and I still don't.
Wait. Oh, good.
I think what may have harmed
this
her
is just
was
a classic,
that we both
he
developed
said,
an emotional
clicked.
Attachment. In fact, I think it's fair to say that if I hadn't been involved with Dolly, if I hadn't been in love with Dolly, I never would have bothered to write a book about the experience. If this was just some farm boy with a goat, I'm not sure that's a worthwhile story.
He's talking down on other people.
I know, right?
Why are you making me have your fucking dirty goat?
You don't know my goat.
You wanted in love with each other.
Why don't you take your dirty goat girlfriend and get the fuck out of here?
Oh my God.
What happened to Dolly after our relationship is very sad. One morning in June, I woke up from this horrible nightmare that involved dying dolphins trapped in a very dark basement-like setting. I woke up. I literally couldn't breathe. My heart felt like it had stopped beating. I was talking with a relative of the woman writers, and he told me that Dolly had died. I felt like the breath had stopped in my lungs.
He just slowly raised the tuna can.
When I got a vehicle, I drove to Mississippi and explored the oceanarium where she died.
So that documentary, The Cove, was just a Holocaust.
There was just an enormous number of similarities.
BDSM born.
Between the oceanarium and my dream. Her trainer told me that she stopped feeding. And then one morning, he just came out and found her dead on the bottom of the pen.
She died of Hep C. He gave
Watch out for the chance that a dolphin breathing is voluntary. Every breath a dolphin takes.
If a dolphin has multiple valves, how does he know he's fucking the right valve?
If we go unconscious, we keep breathing.
Does a dolphin come,
dolphin can go into a funk.
Whatever
valve. The dolphin is not from him coming
and that's apparently what happened to her. She committed suicide.
Oh.
This dolphin
died of a broken heart.
Are you? This is.
I do feel a lot of responsibility for Dolly's death. I feel like emotionally I should have been there for her.
Oh my God.
I feel like in a sense I abandoned her because I was too concerned about the feelings of weirdness I was having.
It gets better
and
better.
I was very much in
love
with
Dolly.
How
does it keep getting better?
I think I was probably more in love with Dolly than I've been with anyone else in my life.
Yeah, we believe that.
And less able to be aware of it at the time. Just
because
of
the
strangeness of it.
This is done recently?
I think.
How does everybody not know about this guy? This is
Would I change
insane.
Being a zoophile? I don't know.
I doubt it.
I wish I didn't
what
have
I
a gluten
change,
allergy, though.
I think, is the ending.
Wishing eat bread.
To the story with Dolly.
More dolphins, less bread. Good Lord. He put his name up.
Ooh, he should not be down there.
So he doesn't live quiet.
He should be in Kansas.
This motherfucker is not quiet.
He needs to be by the ocean, you know?
Well, he has a daughter.
No, he should go landlocked.
That's Kansas.
It's in writing.
God damn.
Of marine animals, humane.
What woman had a child with?
Well, you know. A dolphin. It's a dolphin baby.
It's a dolphin baby.
A lady with a hole in her head. He was like, I can ease my way into this.
He just has like a large aquarium.
Yeah. Some lady that got stabbed in the back of the head at Nun's party.
Can you squeak one out? Can you squeak and put these rubber boots on?
Oh my God.
God damn, dude. That was fun. I was not expecting.
Yeah, how about that?
That level of supreme
He's
quality.
A romantic.
Do you remember like that shock website when we were in high school, the dolphinsex.com? I think it was either called that. It was like. It was sort of like Lemon Party or...
Lemon Party was geezers fucking.
That's old, though.
Yeah, that's... But in high school, there was a bunch of shock... And one was like dolphin sex, and
it was
like...
It was like Orgish or something, Joe.
What?
Orgish?
Yeah, something
Ogrish.
Like,
Ogrish.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Ogrish was
about.
A... It gave you like... It's like Live Leak.
Yeah, it's
it
like
gave you instructions on how to fuck a dolphin.
There is a reverse of this with a girl loving a male dolphin.
Yeah, that was
too.
A CIA experiment.
Yeah. We were talking about that before. Yeah.
And that dolphin also, she says that he like started rubbing his dick on her leg, and then she was like, "I got no choice.
This
I started beating
dolphin.
Him off."
Yeah, didn't they put her in like a house with him for a while?
They lived in a house together. The whole experiment was to see if dolphins can talk to people.
Yeah.
Like if they live and cohabitate long enough, could like dolphins and
they
humans
just break
talk?
Down and just start talking.
Yeah.
Start chatting.
So they started giving them acid, and then the dolphin started rubbing his wiener on her leg, and she just started beating him off.
Damn. I thought it was like barbed. Like, isn't that the...
No.
Isn't that the dolphin dick is like barbed? No, I think it's like... Oh, it's just
a lot
hooked.
A lot of animals.
And the corkscrew with the ducks.
The dolphin dick is hooked so that...
Are you sure?
Can't escape. Yeah, I'm 99% sure. The cat dick is barbed.
That's barbed, yeah.
They can't escape for the same reasons.
Dog dicks, they lock in.
Dog dicks swell on the head.
Yeah, they get
they
that
lock
knot.
In.
Yeah, same thing with what was that? Oh, the turtle dick. Do you see the turtles?
You guys know a lot about dicks.
It looked like a manta ray.
Oh
yeah, they're fucking huge.
He pulls
right?
the one turtle. Yeah. So most animals have this contraption that keeps the woman from. They're all rape contraptions.
Komodo dragons dig their claws in.
And the dolphin has a supreme hook. It's
oh nice,
fucking intense. Yeah,
I got a slight hook.
Do you? Left, right,
I got
up.
Upward.
You go up.
I got upward ramp.
I'm straight.
Oh, no. It's
Oh, this is where he comes everywhere. Play this. This is great.
You guys.
This is crazy.
It's recent. There's two tortoises having
dude,
sex and
dick,
one dude pulls
dude,
it off.
Dick.
That's his dick?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It looks like a mollusk.
Watch how it sucks back in.
It's fucking Nun and the Disney princess.
Ew.
It's
Whoa!
It's recent. Go to two tortoises having sex, and I guess some dude pulls them off. But yeah.
He's
filming a video, and he wanted to like almost cockblock him, having no idea what the dick looked like. And when he pulls him out, this fucking thing blossoms.
Oh. You seen the video of the baboon? Like all the people are at the baboon cage, and he just fucking saunters up and just starts fucking the other baboon. It's pretty intense.
That's why you see the one where they're on the hood of a car. These people are on safari. No. Two monkeys go on the hood of the car. Doggy style on the windshield. This is him screaming.
Is this the video, Tommy?
No.
Oh, this is a great one. No.
Just, I guess, like, tortoise penis. It was very recent. I think it was on Barstool. His whole body going down.
In her face.
She's not loving it.
God. Got those fuck me eyes.
Yeah, that looks familiar.
How about a little caress, baby?
Those help me eyes.
That's a bunch of eggs.
Oh my God.
Look at that. And that mushroom wiener.
He looks like the predator with the friggin' mouth opening.
Wow, he definitely just came. Man, nothing but highbrow comedy here. A fair one.
He's still right, going.
He's just like fucking silently
here
watching
it. Here
turtles.
Watch this. Watch this dick. Watch this thing. Watch this.
Yeah, guys. Like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Watch this.
Whoa.
Watch this.
Boom.
She's on.
Don't laugh.
Oh my God.
That's.
The wieners look like the aliens from Independence Day.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah,
man, what an episode!
Yeah,
I'm gonna go home and rewatch that documentary front to back. That was
it's crazy.
That was insane.
Yeah, man,
big fan.
Yeah, had to bring it here.
You guys are like romantic. That's all I'm saying.
That guy?
No, you guys. I can't believe this.
What?
I never watched this stuff before in my life.
You think we're romantic?
No, I was making a joke. I was going to say sadistic. No. This is just bizarre.
Yeah.
And who made you watch the one about the dolphin?
That girl.
I mean, uncle.
You ever watch Love Story, guys? It's a real romantic film. It's a real... That would
being into that kind of shit, like, you'd think, like, you wouldn't talk about it. Like, you'd never... Accept an interview.
Proud of being a zoophile.
No, he's an absolute insane person.
Yeah,
it's scary.
He thinks he's more advanced than anybody else.
Fuck animals.
There's a movie that's like about a woman who falls in love with a creature.
The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
But that.
Well, I saw
creature's
that
handsome.
Movie,
that dude.
I saw this story, and I was like, "Oh, Shape of Water, real life." And then he really gets into it. I'm like, "No."
That's how you found this?
No, I have no idea how I've. I didn't like go searching for.
Yeah, look at Shane smile as she says that.
She got all worked
smile
up on
a
Shape of Water.
Yeah. You're not a dolphin dick.
Yeah.
No, that movie sucked.
No, it doesn't.
But that it was beautifully shot. Story sucked. I know you're obsessed with that director. You love that boy, but he's handsome. That fucking.
Guillermo del Toro.
He's not.
No, not the director. Oh. The fish guy.
You thought he was handsome?
Yeah, good-looking dude. Yeah.
The fish guy?
Fish guy.
Wasn't he like...
He's Gollum.
Decent-looking man.
You mean the actor that played him?
No. The actual visual fish looked like it looked like a man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't like a dolphin. Fish? He was a fuck... You never seen the movie?
I think I've seen him, but like doesn't he have like a
dude.
Fish eye?
He's got a fish face, but he's like a jacked
He's got nice body.
No, he's like an effeminate ballet guy. He's like 7 feet
tall. Yeah, but it's a fish.
No, outside of the costume.
If you're a woman that fucks a fish, it's a good-looking fish.
He's got a six-pack.
Look, if I'm going to fuck it's... Yeah. It'll show the whole body. He's got a...
It's like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Just pans down, he's got a tortoise penis.
Yeah. Probably would.
Anyway.
I was going to see Aquaman tonight. I can't now. I feel so weird.
If you were going to go see Aquaman by yourself, it was going to be weird anyway.
In Times Square.
In Times Square. Right. Well, 34th Street, but no.
All right, guys. Well,
yeah, he is hot. You're right.
It's like a creature.
I mean, for a fish. Like, honestly, of course he's fucking ridiculous. But it's not that bad.
True.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's like pretty fucking bad.
No, that's
dude.
A bad shot. That's
who's
a bad
hotter,
shot.
But who's hotter, her or the fish?
How dare you?
Also, she is she's not clothed in one scene or two scene, right? She's kind of naked, and she has a really decent
shower.
Body.
Yeah.
Show him from the front.
It's like me and Claire.
He's fucking raked. Dude's jacked.
That's CGI, right? That's not.
No, that's a real fishman.
No, that's a costume.
Not CGI. That's it. They got a real fish guy.
I don't. It's a mixture of CGI and costume.
Now is he actually fucking the fish?
No, I didn't say that. That's stand-in fish. That's not what I'm saying.
Inclusion rider.
No, that's not him.
No, it's
that's a stand-in.
Oh, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, that's a CGI. So it's a costume with CGI. That's what it is.
He's a hot fish guy. He's a good-looking dude. All right. Man, what an episode.
What an ep.
34 minutes of cum counters, and then we talked about animals getting fucked. It's been a good one.
Someone put a gun to your head. You had to fuck one animal. What would it be?
Great for that.
After that, dolphin.
Dolphin all the way?
Yeah. Yeah, dolphins are smart, too. At least it wouldn't be, I don't know. That helps.
Sheep, for sure.
Sheep?
They have the closest vaginas to humans. I don't know
yeah,
why
but they're
I know
docile.
A lot of people
they
say
can,
that.
I guess I don't.
They can run though.
Hey, you found the documentary.
There was a guy that lived in.
You fight back.
My hometown. That's
I mean, like if you're like forced to fuck them, sure. Then you start thinking like, oh, they're trying to get away, and then you remember, oh, I'm fucking animal.
Yeah,
you
it's
gotta
like
get something
fucking
really
a pillow
docile.
With a human vagina. It's not so.
There was a guy in my hometown that said he used to wear big tall boots. He was telling my sister this at the bar she worked at, and he would put the sheep's hind legs in his boots. So they couldn't go, and he would fuck them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he came in bragging about how he was fucking his animals. Pretty sick.
Really? Oh yeah.
That's a beast list? I mean,
that's a beast list. Definitely not a zoophile.
Jesus.
There's got to be a...
It's brilliant.
A level of isolation to fucking even think those thoughts.
He's got a fucking tennis ball thrower hanging out of his backpack.
That's another universe.
He's talking about isolation.
No, yeah.
That's like a bouquet of flowers for a dog fucker.
I mean, the way he was talking about it, he's not on our planet.
No.
I got it.
No. Okay.
No, of course.
Seal.
You fuck a seal.
A sleeping seal. Where's the asshole of a
seals
seal?
Seals look too much like dogs.
Like a pug. Maybe
I'd fuck a dolphin. You'd fuck a fat dolphin.
No, you'd have to, again. I'm going to go back to psychologically. You'd have
fuck a hammerhead.
Yeah, I'd fuck a great white.
I get fucking head from a hammerhead.
A great white or a lion. I'm sure you spot.
Yeah, if you had to fuck one that wasn't going to kill, will the animal kill you? If the answer is no, I'd go.
Yeah, it's just raw animal.
I'd go great white.
That's why I'm going the opposite.
Set the fucking tone. Let everyone know.
Yeah, great white.
I'd be like, yo, film this.
You get dope of a great white.
Film this. Like, lock me up. See how quickly I run that prison. They're like, what are you in for? Great white.
Yeah. Shane goes to Radio Shack the next day going, I got bit fucking a great white last night. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, oh boy. Put an asterisk next to this episode.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What number is this?
27, I think.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay.
Nice, we're getting up there.
The half a year plus one.
Delete that archive. Thanks, guys. You got anything else, Shane boy?
Yeah,
this weekend?
This weekend, nowhere. Next weekend, I'm open for Gilbert Gottfried at Helium.
Nice.
Right, Philly, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. What do you have a fun time in that green room? Exit it immediately.
Yeah.
Boy, is he fucking crazy. I bet he fucks dolphins.
Oh, how about this one? February 16th, I'm headlining at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. So come to that.
Nice,
I'm sure a lot of people live around here that watch this. Come to Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie February 16th.
John Boy?
Yeah, nothing.
Huh? Couch Boys?
Just around the city.
Hell yeah,
all
man.
All over the place.
Ice Princesses? Any last words?
We're skating at Disney's on Ice.
All right, guys. See you next week.
All right.
Yep.
This...